Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Omicron is number one.
We're seeing record numbers of cases across the country.
The plan to fight the COVID surge.
1,000 troops are being mobilized.
A presidential pandemic appeal.
This is a speech being direct and clear with the American people.
Good morning, I'm Peter King in Orlando with the CBS World News Roundup. In a matter of weeks, the Omicron variant that started in South Africa has become the top COVID strain in this country. CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus.
This demonstrates just how infectious the Omicron variant is. It is more infectious than any other variant we've seen from COVID-19, which means it is relatively easy to spread from one person to another.
Health officials say the more severe cases are in unvaccinated people. NYU infectious disease specialist Dr. Celine Gounder.
We are seeing hospitalizations skyrocket, deaths on the rise in parts of the country where people are not vaccinated.
With hospital beds filling up fast, the government says help is on its way. Here's CBS's Cammie McCormick.
1,000 additional troops are ready to deploy to help overburdened hospitals. The president will activate FEMA response teams to help states and hospitals. They'll assist with more hospital beds in Shreveport, Louisiana, Baltimore, Maryland, and expanded ICUs in Fresno, California, and masks, gloves, and ventilators are ready to ship.
President Biden speaks to the nation this afternoon about the COVID surge. More from CBS News White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
This is not a speech about locking the country down.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden will outline how the country is prepared to fight Omicron and address the 40 million eligible adults who are still unvaccinated.
He'll issue a stark warning and make clear unvaccinated individuals will continue to drive hospitalizations and deaths.
Mr. Biden's expected to emphasize CDC data. Unvaccinated are 8 times more likely to be hospitalized and 14 times more likely to die from COVID. The president will also announce plans to deliver free rapid tests straight to households. The message from the White House comes as Washington, D.C. declared a state of emergency and issued a new mandate.
I will reinstate a citywide mask order.
And New York State is battling record positive COVID infections for 4 consecutive days this week.
The NHL has postponed all games between tomorrow and Saturday because of COVID outbreaks. 4 teams had already hit the pause button. And the Associated Press reports the NFL has set a new league record by putting 47 players on its COVID protocol list in one day. From the beginning, there were theories that the January 6th Capitol insurgents might have had some help from the inside. Now the House committee looking into the riot is investigating a sitting member of Congress. It's asked for an interview with and documents from Pennsylvania Republican Scott Perry. The jury has begun deliberations in the Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking case. Maxwell's accused of procuring young women and girls for Jeffrey Epstein. CBS's Mola Lange is in New York.
In its closing arguments yesterday, the prosecution insisted that Maxwell was the key to the entire operation. The jury was also reminded that one of the victims testified that she was paid hundreds of dollars to give Epstein sexual massages. That allegation, of course, is at the heart of the commercial sex trafficking charge that Maxwell faces. Now, the defense argued victims have inconsistent memories, at least the ones who testified here, and that they were motivated by money, having received large settlements from Epstein's victim compensation fund. So the jury's decision really hinges on a question. Maxwell and Epstein, were they partners in crime, or is Maxwell being made a scapegoat?
This is the first full day of deliberations in the Kimberly Potter trial. The former Minnesota police officer is charged with manslaughter for the shooting death of Daunte Wright last April. Potter says she didn't realize she had grabbed her gun instead of her taser when she shot him during a traffic stop. Police at a school district in Northern California say they're investigating an online picture that shows several students with swastikas drawn all over their bodies.
The symbol alone is just very, very disturbing.
I just say people just need to be taught a little bit better to not do that kind of thing.
Here in Central Florida, someone's been hanging anti-Semitic and other hate messages on an I-95 overpass along the Space Coast. State law prohibits hanging signs on those bridges. Members of the group that did it have not been arrested or charged.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Vice President Harris was expected to cast the tie-breaking vote for the president's Build Back Better program. Instead, the bill is on life support, and Harris tells CBS's Margaret Brennan it's a disappointment.
I don't have any personal feelings about this. This is about let's get the job done. Let's talk with families who say, I can't afford to do the basic things that I need to do as a responsible adult, like care for my children.
The bill was sidelined after West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin said he would not vote for it when it hits the Senate floor. The latest fallout for actor Chris Noth includes being fired from a hit show on CBS and a statement from some former co-stars. Here's CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
I remember when you kept your sweaters in the stove.
Sarah Jessica Parker, Cynthia Nixon, and Kristen Davis have issued a statement about the allegations against Chris Noth. They say they're deeply saddened and support and commend the women who've come forward to make them. The actor has also been dropped from The Equalizer, his CBS series with Queen Latifah.
They want you back, Robin. You're the best they had.
Noth will appear in one upcoming new episode as well as reruns, but won't film any new episodes.
2021 will be remembered as the year that the commercial space industry came of age. One reason why.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition.
Cargo Dragon soars with the final supply run in 2021 for the astronauts aboard the International Space Station.
That SpaceX launch for the Kennedy Space Center before sunrise was the company's 31st Falcon 9 launch this year. That's five more than the company has ever done before. Gas mileage standards are going up. The Biden administration is shooting for 40 miles per gallon for light-duty vehicles by 2026. EPA Administrator Michael Regan.
We're setting robust and rigorous standards that will aggressively reduce pollution, protect people's health, and save families money at the same time.
There's a new top dog at the White House.
Hey, pal. How you doing?
Months after the first family's German Shepherd Champ died, the president's brother and sister-in-law have given them a three-month-old purebred shepherd named Commander. Biden's other dog, Major, now lives with another family after he bit several people at the White House.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Britney Spears' father says all those legal fees add up, and he doesn't want to pay.
Britney's dad, Jamie Spears, wants more, millions of dollars more, to help pay his legal fees. He filed documents in court last week in L.A. Jamie's attorney charges $1,200 per hour, and up until recently, he'd paid it through the pop star's conservatorship. You want a piece of me. The New York Times says Jamie made $6 million off his daughter during that 13-year agreement. Britney's lawyer says that's more than enough and called the petition an abomination. The singer's conservatorship officially ended last month. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
McDonald's says supply chain issues will force its stores to stop selling medium and large orders of French fries for a week in Japan. company says it's just not getting enough potatoes from North America. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, December 21st, 2021. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.